there, hey, and thank you for tuning in to this Friday-Saturday pod of Born to Be a Star. And the reason why I didn't podcast yesterday is because I was exhausted and I had to do Holy Thursday singing for choir. And it's been a very busy week. This is Holy Week. And today I sing for those who are part of the new RCIA, like I was a part of RCIA last year. It's such a rewarding and a beautiful experience. And honestly, I just feel so lucky to be a part of my church, my parish, my community. And I really think that, you know, a year into this, I cannot wait to spend my years that haven't come yet doing exactly what I did. Easter is such an important part of Christianity, and it's especially an important part of the Eucharist. And I take the values and the principles and everything that goes along with Catholicism very seriously, because it definitely did change my life in the greatest way possible. I made a promise to Nana Peg that I would follow in her footsteps, and I hope to God that I'm able to do that. I simply love Father Ford. I love our parish family. I love the part that I get to be who I am and still be a part of this amazing group and of amazing people, brothers and sisters in Christ. So to start the podcast off on this Friday, Saturday pod, I want you to recognize your star power. I want you to look at your reflection in the mirror, and I want you to love what you see, right? Regardless of the flaws, the lines, the bags under your eyes, or the pimples that maybe came in for no reason because you have skin like a 13-year-old. Whatever the case may be, I want you to acknowledge where you've been, where you're going, and like your reflection. Your reflection is a reflection of time for you. So we need to reflect on where we've been and where we're going to next so we can get to the next stage of our journey, right? That's life. Taking into consideration reflecting, we should be saying to ourselves, yes, we can. Yes, we can decide we want to read a new book. Yes, we can decide we want to restyle our hair. Yes, we can decide we want to switch from one stylist to another, from one hairdresser to another hair salon, from one music to another music, from one car to another, from stick shift to automatic, from New York to New Jersey, or from Maine to Hogwarts. Basically, what I'm saying is you have the ability to say to yourself, yes, I can. And you should be saying to yourself, yes, I can, in any way that you have available, right? Why can't you accomplish things? Why can't you succeed? Why can't you chase your goals? Why can't you be who you wanted to be? Why can't you change your mind? Why can't you do those things? Right? Typically, we need to face our fears and we need to kind of admit, right, that we're just people. I talk heavily about Jesus Christ and his power, like I am just a vessel for his light, because I truly believe that, right? That's one of the reasons why I wanted to have a voice, right? Because I'm a heavily believer in Jesus Christ, because I don't think I'd be where I am without him, right? So yes, I can love God, and yes, I can love church, and yes, I can love books, and yes, you can love comics, yes, you can want to start a new series, yes, you can want to learn how to knit, yes, you can want to learn how to play soccer, or maybe you want to start watching baseball, or maybe you want to get into hockey. The moral of the story is, yes, you can. And outside of the yes, you can, there's the idea of never giving up. If you care and love yourself or anyone else, you can't give up on them. Because giving up is giving into fear and caving into the idea that you can't accomplish something or you can't do something. And that's not the answer. It's never been, and it never will. The idea of giving up is insane. What, you don't want to deal with something because it's hard and difficult? You have to persevere through the difficulty to get to the other side of that. That's the thing. You cannot stay committed to the idea of giving up and caving in because it's not comfortable. Life is not that easy, right? And tomorrow is Easter, and this is Holy Week, and every week
right? I'm reminded of the Trinity of Jesus Christ, the idea of Father, Son, Holy Spirit, right? And I keep talking about God and I keep talking about religion for a point, right? When I say every day that we have to persevere through the difficulty, and when I say every day that you have to look to the opposite side of something that might not necessarily be going the way you want it to, I'm not just saying that. I'm saying it for a reason, right? Because sometimes things are hard. Because sometimes things do not go the way you want them to. That is life. It's not what we always want it to be. Typically, it's something different. Far different than that. And I want you to be okay with that idea. And I want you to be okay with the fact that whatever you're dealing with might be different than what someone else is dealing with. And wherever you are, there might be a difference, right? There could be. We have to find the ability to persevere instead of getting caught up. And that's the idea of never give up. Because if you give up, how are you going to get to the best part of the story? If you stop pressing play and you keep fast forwarding or rewinding, how are you going to get to the moral of the story and the lesson? Are you going to get to the moral of the story and the lesson? I don't think so. Because you cannot continue to stop something and think you're just going to get to the end of it. No, my friends, that's not how this works. And that's not how we should want it to work. Moving on from the idea of never give up, let's get on to the homage of why not today? Because why are we procrastinating and being indecisive? Why are we putting off today for tomorrow? Why are we assuming we have time that we can't buy? Why are we second guessing ourselves and saying we're going to get to that at another point? This weekend, I rescheduled my hair appointment for today instead of next Saturday because I have to work and I didn't want to go after I got out of work. So I rescheduled it and got it done today, right? I rescheduled a doctor's appointment. I've done a lot of things differently because I'm taking my word at value. When I say why not today, I'm not just saying it to just say it. I'm saying it to live by it, right? It's a mantra for me. Outside of the idea of why not today, we cannot put things on back burners. That's not how this works. Dude, if you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, if you want to succeed in life, you have to put yourself ahead of the curve. You have to understand that things are always going to be changing. Maybe you got to lower your expectations, or maybe you have to understand that if you want anything to be done, you have to do it correctly. So in the end, it is done correctly. Outside of that, though, we seriously should be pushing ourselves to accomplish things, right? I say it every day. If the dishwasher is not working right, you probably want to get it fixed. If the paint on the wall is looking dull, you probably want to repaint the wall. If the furniture is not matching up to what you want the room to look like, you probably want to rearrange the furniture. If you were supposed to do something and someone is relying on you, you might want to be responsible. Because being irresponsible and unreliable isn't going to get you anywhere. That's the idea of why not today. Do not put your life on a back burner. Be able to adapt and get things done. Or they might not get done. That's the idea of it. Moving on from that, let's get to a positive note for the day of Holy Saturday. I'm going to say this, and you can disagree with me if you want to, because I welcome debates and conversations and talks. In fact, I look forward to that. I find it very intriguing and interesting. All things are done through Christ, right? That is an amazing saying. And my anniversary is coming up soon. And 4/13 definitely means something special to me. I think that if we are able to understand our purpose here as men and women, boys and girls, as Christians, our lives will be a lot easier.
we don't have all the answers. We can't fix things that are broken. We don't have the availability or the ability of Jesus Christ or God, right? We can't just heal people because we want to, unless you're a doctor or maybe a nurse. We don't have those hands that can change things the way he did and does. I'd like to think that I work through Jesus Christ, or Jesus works through me, right? The idea of Christianity is having something that you can hold on to that does have purpose and meaning, that correlates back to the beginning of history, at the beginning of a BC. That's the idea of religion. Now, I'm not saying you have to believe in anything, but I am saying this. Tonight, when I was at church, after we sang and we welcomed the new members into the church, which is RCIA, it was such a beautiful celebration, because these boys and girls, these brothers and sisters, these men and women wanted to be a part of our parish, and they wanted to grow further in their relationship with God, with Jesus Christ. The world is constantly telling us what we can't believe in, and Ben Shapiro is on Daily Wire acting like Jesus Christ is not the only king, and he's not the Lord and Savior. He fired Candace Owens because she had an opinion. And I know this is a homage about positivity, but I want to correlate everything back to that before we get to No Media Loud. Because God doesn't have a stopping point. His love is unapologetically forever. There is no off button for him. There's no off button for believing in him. There's no off button for Christianity. So when I hear people recklessly attack others because they want to mock your beliefs and they don't care, and I'm talking about any religion, whether you're Jewish, Muslim, or anything else, right? You could be under any practice, right? Baptist, right? The ones where the women wear the dresses all the time, right? You could be any religion. And if you're misusing your religion with God to chastise people and think you're holier than thou and you're bigger than somebody else, then you don't understand God's power. And you are lost. So back to what I said at the beginning of this, all things are possible through him. He is the one and only king. And I don't care if you disagree with me. You have that right to do that. But when he returns, and he comes back, and his voice sounds, everybody will listen, because there will be nothing heard except for him. I'd like to think that if Jesus Christ could endure everything that he'd endured, being nailed on a cross because of who he was, the Son of God, that I have nothing to complain about. I am very lucky, happy, and excited about my journey with Jesus Christ. And I am but a vessel for his light, for his joy, for his voice. And I hope that I am able to continue to bring across this Christian view and this Christian voice to all the others that don't have one. Because there's no power greater than the power of Jesus Christ and the King of all kings. My Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as earth as it is in heaven. Give us our day, our daily bread. And forgive those who trespass against us. And so on and so on. He will return. And I said this the other day. If you're not fixing your life, if you're not preparing yourself, if you're not ready for the arrival of the King, if you continue to believe the lies of the society and the uber rich, the uniparty, and the celebrity talking points, if you don't understand the power of God in him, you're going to feel very empty. And why feel empty when you could feel whole? God is always looking to walk with you and be there for you and to help you. I gave you the example of the other day about a horrible experience I was having at my job, which I love, right? I love the company that I work for because I love what it stands for and what it means. But
I was in a very tough situation for months, and God pulled me out of it. And I could be bitter and angry and upset about what I experienced and want to get, like, and I could want to be facetious, and I could want to get payback, and I could want to do all these things, right? I could want to do all those things. But then I have to stop myself, and I have to say, what would be the point of that? If people want to be evil and hateful and mean and angry and jealous and chastise others, and they want to be those people, then let them be. The power of God should give you the power to understand that you don't need to fight those who want to fight you. Let them look like stupid idiots the way they are. And I want to incite in all my listeners, those listening to me all around the world, United States of America, Romania, UK, Venezuela, Puerto Rico, right? Anywhere, like Africa, like Germany, Ireland, Russia, anywhere you're listening to me from, right? Hawaii, New York, Massachusetts, New Zealand, Australia, Antarctica, Canada, wherever you're listening to me from, if you don't feel like you have a voice, if you don't feel like anyone can hear you, I can. I am but a vessel for his light. And because of that, I have the ability to hear those who think no one can hear them. Because I, like you, thought that I couldn't be heard up until the point where Jesus did change my life for nothing but the better. And I am here to tell you, it doesn't matter what you did. I am here to tell you, it doesn't matter what color you are. I am here to tell you, it doesn't matter where you are in your journey of life. You can always find a home in him. He is the one thing that is always and forever, omnipresent, unapologetic, and always. He will be there with you at the beginning, the end, and everything in between it. And at the end of the podcast, I typically say, me and you, we are light, brothers and sisters. We change the world and the galaxies and the universes upon the galaxies. We are the beginning, the middle, the end, and we are infinity. And I say that because we are. And so is he. My God loves me and I love him. We are free. I have nothing to worry about. He took my sin. My God saved me. My God forgives me. My God understands, and I am but a pillar of his soil. I am but another one standing here following the King of all kings, and I ask you to join me and walk with him. He is the leader of leaders, the King of kings, and he and his reign is the only thing that matters. The world can be blowing up in flames around us, but if we believe in him, we know we're saved. That's the mantra. God is almighty, and there is nothing that can stop him. Not people, not places, not things. Not people that want to say they're atheists and they don't believe in anything. Not that. Not people pretending like they're religion and they're religious and they're not. Not that. Not people using Jesus Christ as a way to be horrible. Not that. He is always there. And I am but a vessel of his love. So join me in recognizing the power of Jesus Christ. He was taken, yet he rose again and walked out of a tomb because he wasn't done yet. And every day I'm reminded about his vigor, his strength, his determination, and his unwillingness to just allow the devil to concede him. And I can't do that, and neither can you. The darkness is always attempting to take our light, and we have to stand up to the darkness and tell the darkness, not today or tomorrow or ever. We are light, and you can't fight us, because we are always, forever, and everywhere, infinity and beyond. The greatest of all the greatest. That is us.
we are the light, and we shine brightly because Jesus is the light within us. That is it. I can do anything with him on my side. And I am not fearful. I'm fearless. I'm not scared. I'm not worried. Yeah, my last manager gave me anxiety, but I let go of the anxiety and I let go of her too. You know what? I am stronger than these people. And so are you, brothers and sisters. Don't stop fighting. Let's do it together. Moving on from the mantra of Jesus Christ on this Holy Saturday before we get to Easter tomorrow, let us talk about some politics. So, Joe Biden is making some trans day about Easter and Jesus Christ. What? I heard something about that on the 5, right? And I just feel like, I just can't help feeling like, what is the limitation with these psychotic people where they have to try to change things that have been happening for centuries? Now, I am Catholic, and the Catholic Church, the Catholicism, the Eucharist, everything that Catholicism is, it has been happening for a very long time, right? It has, right? Since the beginning of basically religion, right? That is Catholicism. One of the oldest variations of religion is Catholicism. Are you telling me during Holy Week, and Joe Biden, by the way, is Catholic, okay? Are you telling me that during Holy Week it's appropriate to talk about some weird stuff that doesn't have any correlation to Jesus Christ? I mean, dude, seriously, dude, I don't know. Maybe. I'm over it. I'm over the Biden administration. I'm over them lying to us. I'm just over it, right? More and more I hear these people talk that are on the Democratic Party, whether it be the Senate, whether it be the House, whether it be Big Mike, who's supposed to be a Republican but clearly isn't, whether it be any of these people, I'm just tempted to ask, like, what's the game plan here when all this shit fails and you continue to spend money that we don't have to pay for this? You continue to hike up my taxes and make it nearly impossible for me to truly enjoy our life, right? I had this very intriguing conversation yesterday at work with a client, right? And it was fun talking to her, right? Relating on the fact that college doesn't really prepare you for anything. Right, relating to the fact that, like, we should be more prepared for the real world, right? Like, majoring in specific things like sociology or things that don't matter, or focusing on things that are not going to help you in the long term. Like, you cannot major in art. That's not a major. Are you going to work at an art store? The only thing you can do with an art degree is become an art teacher. That's it. That's basically all you can do. So then you're going to have to get a master's to do that. And now I'm like, a lot of like, a lot of places in the United States are trying to take away the requirements for like student teaching or whatever, because they don't have any teachers to teach. Now, that's fine, but where are we? Back to the politicians I'm talking about. They continue to spend money and they keep saying they want to fund the government. They're funding the government on the dime of the people that are working every day. And it's really frustrating because all they do is lie. Do you know how many people are indoctrinated by the government and they don't pay attention enough to the news to understand that they're taking the tax money that you get taken out of your paycheck, your pension, your retirement, and they're spending it on stupid things that don't make any sense? Have you seen the ways we need infrastructure in this company, in this country, by what just happened in Maryland? Did you see the idiot that's running Maryland? The guy that showed up in a junior varsity jacket, right? He's mad about race and it doesn't make any sense. Everything can't be the race card, but they want it to be. They are trying to play a very difficult game. Do you understand? COVID is over. We're in 2025.
2025. They told us we couldn't go outside. We had to stand 6 feet apart from each other. They had fucking tape in the store. In every store. You couldn't see your family members. Do you know how many people died in the United States of America? And this is just one example of what I'm talking about. Dr. Fauci, pink red nose clown man, made up all this shit lying to people for months, if not years. He was part of the origination of COVID, and so was China. Why? I ask you why. And excuse my voice from getting higher, right? But why is it that we can't call the virus what it is? The China virus. Why is it we can't call China for what it is? The de facto, the enemy of the state. Why is it we can't call out Joe Biden for being a rogue agent? Have you watched Mission Impossible? Have you watched 007? I advise you to watch something called Spectre or any of the last four James Bonds, right? The latest ones. I advise you to watch them. And I want you to question the bad guy and correlate that bad guy in the movie to Joe Biden. When the agent has turned in the FBI or the CIA or any part of the government like that, they're no longer useful. The majority of the politicians in the United States of America and around the world are getting paid off to make policy changes and do a lot of dumb shit, right? The only people winning here are China and Russia. And we're still pretending like Ukraine is going to win a war they already lost. We're wasting time, we're wasting money, and we're wasting energy by fucking around and lying. And I'm sorry that I'm cussing on the day before Easter, but I love God. Clearly you can see that by what I just said 3 minutes ago when I had the whole montage about Jesus Christ and my lucky scripture. There's people that want to penalize you, like Ben Shapiro with the Daily Wire attacking Candace Owens. And now that Daily Wire has been caught for what it's doing, it's going to pretend like they want to talk about P. Diddy. And you should hear some of the conversations that Ben Shapiro wanted to have last week. You know, is he talking about Candace Owens? He continues to say he doesn't want to talk about that. Why is that? Why don't you want to talk about what you did to her? Why? What's stopping you? Why should I trust what you're saying? You need people to listen to you. And when your numbers start to go down, based upon the fact that you're a lying piece of shit, which you are, you're only going to have yourselves to blame for it. I don't want to fucking hear about the movie that you made. I don't want to hear about any of the stuff you're doing. I already canceled my yearly membership and I was considering going back to it. But I'm definitely not doing it. And I like Michael Knowles and I like Matt Walsh, right? So I was really debating, do I go back to it because I like those voices? But no, I don't go back to it because I don't want to be involved with a group that's lying about who the King of Kings is. I just told you that Jesus Christ is the King of Kings. He is. It couldn't be more obvious. But not to Ben Shapiro. Not to these elite Jewish people from Israel who are missing the entire thing. Because what if the Jewish faith isn't real? And what if the other ones are? What happens when Jesus comes back and questions all of them? What are they going to say? I wonder. Moving on from Ben Shapiro and the Daily I Don't Care Wire. I don't know. I don't really like how Fox News talks about celebrities. It's really annoying. And I thought it was hilarious that I saw Ben Shapiro do it too, trying to talk about P. Diddy. Like, I don't know if he actually sex trafficked, but I don't really care anyway. It's kind of weird and strange to me, but I can imagine that he probably did do it. It's possible that he really is a creeper. But you know what that leads me back to? why is he a creeper? Why do we allow people like that to have power and money and the ability to do Jeffrey Epstein type of things? You know why? Because everybody can get paid off and pretend like they didn't see something. That's what I'm talking about. It's not just in America. It's all around the world. All around the world. The president of Mexico told Joe Biden to stick something up his ass. And there was no response back to him. That's the difference between Joe Biden and Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump would have said to him, if you don't take these motherfuckers back to Mexico, I'm going to put all these tariffs on your ass and you're not going to do a fucking thing about it. And I guarantee you, when he said that to this motherfucker, they took all the people back and they had to remain in Mexico, and it was a different country 4 years ago than it is right now. He also didn't really take anything from Putin or the guy in China. And now the Democratic Party is fucking around with social media and TikTok and angering people, and people are calling up people saying they're going to assault them and do a bunch of stuff because they're addicted to TikTok and social media and they don't even know what the hell is going on. And there's a lot of problems with that. We have created a society where girls don't understand their value and their purpose, and they're addicted to going on media and they want to post videos about being demons and shit, and they want to put 50 layers of makeup on, and they don't understand reality. We have created a generation of Generation Z fucking people that don't know that they have to work at a job and they cannot major in fucking art. I told you about that interesting conversation I had at work this week on Friday with the client, where we were talking about the fact that college doesn't prepare you for reality. It just likes you to take your money. That's exactly what the fuck it does. And I have a master's degree. Am I happy I have a master's degree? Yeah. Will I use it at some point? Likely. Did I need to get it? Probably not. People that are focusing on something very specific, like human resources and sociology, need to be careful. Because that's very specific. And you can't do anything outside of that with that degree. Taking that into consideration, though, can we really trust these people? There's surveillance everywhere. Everything you do, they can see it. The CIA has the ability to watch every movement you make. And if you think that the Apple Watch you're wearing and the location that you have put on all your devices is a way for you to stay in contact with your family member, no, bro, it's a way for the government to stay in contact with your ass. Please wake up and be smart and wise and aware. This week was another week of a bunch of blunders and stupidity. And I'm still mad about Lake and Riley being dead. I'm still mad about illegal aliens going on TikTok and whatever other social media they want, posting about the fact that they're misusing their representation in America to get free shit out of us. Eric Adams, or whatever the guy's name of in charge of New York is, that had to argue with that lady on the radio station about the fact that a police officer died and it wasn't okay, and her black ignorant ass is a lawyer, and she had the audacity to say, oh, he might have died, but seven other people died by police brutality. That's not the part of the story that matters. He had a wife and a child, and he was taken from them. Officer Dillard should be alive, right? He loved his job and he was a good man, and he has been taken from us, right? And God bless the dead, and I hope his wife and child find peace in his loving memory, and his parents and her parents and his family members know that God is on their side, right? In every way possible. But the bitch having the argument with him that has to be black, unfortunately, is just again showing how ignorant she is. And I think her ass needs to be stripped of her bar license, and she needs to be brought back down to reality. Just like I don't think any of the people on The View should have jobs either. I'm tired of these people. These people that are at these Davos conversations, Hillary Clinton or Obama pretending like he actually cares about Joe Biden running, why is it I had to listen to Jessica on the 5 say that it's great that Joe Biden got $25 million for the Democratic Party? They will give that man anything because he is a vessel for them to control with their insanity. There's no infrastructure for Green New Deals and electric cars and all the shit they want to do. The more they do this, the more they limit the base they have. And I know, in their minds, they think they're going to let all these illegal aliens in. It's like 10 million or something. And they think that's going to be enough people to vote for them. But I got news. For all the illegals you let in, there's people that want to come in here illegally that you're not letting in. And for all those you mistreat that are already here, that are American, that are witnessing this, that are Spanish, that are from Mexico, that are from Puerto Rico, that are from Venezuela, that are from Cuba, from all these people that are already here that are witnessing what we're witnessing every day, don't you think you have a problem? Because they're going to vote, and they're not going to vote for you. And you keep pushing away men, and you keep telling women that they don't have a right to do anything anymore, basically, because you replaced women with men that want to pretend to be men, like Dillard, right? The guy from Dylan Mulvaney, right? Sorry, Dillard. Dylan Mulvaney is what trans is. Confusion, illness, mental illness. That's it. I'm not going to give any more time to it than that. Now, again, I don't have any problem with anybody wanting to decide whatever sexuality they want to be, but I do have a problem when it comes to children, and I do have a problem when it comes to harassing people and being violent and attempting to change people's, like, principles and values because you don't like it. Like I said earlier during my montage on Jesus Christ, I don't care if you don't like God. I don't care if you don't like Catholicism. I'm saying what's important on this Holy Saturday. And that's it. I'm not going to stop going to church because some gay people don't like it, right? I'm not going to stop going to church because somebody doesn't like it. That's fine. I have my own connection to God, and you can have your own connection with whatever you want. This is not a platform you're coming to where I'm going to tell you, you need to do this, you need to do that. That's not my job, and that's not my responsibility. You are an adult, or you are a person, and you get to make up your own mind about whatever you want. I don't believe in pushing people to do anything. I think people need to learn on their own accord. But the way that the media and the government misuses their power, and they pretend like they actually care when they actually don't, it's sad. Men and women are dying for no reason. Communities are being destroyed for no reason. And we're lying about drug usage because it's convenient to not call out addiction for what it is. Doing drugs is not okay. Being addicted to cocaine and heroin and a bunch of things is not okay. And you can pretend like it is. You can pretend like the latest drug that came out isn't a big deal. You can pretend like China doesn't have anything to do with it. And you can run around and pretend like the world is a better place, but you're lying to yourself. Joe Biden doesn't care about you, me, they, them, anybody. He cares about how much money he can get in his bank account and how he can get away with it. Next, the death of next Benedict, the media lies to vilify America. New York City locks Good Samaritans in prison and then wonders where all the Good Samaritans have gone. Valid point. British terrorism officials encourage exiled Iranian journalist to flee her home after colleague attacked. Iran continues to push forward with secret underground nuclear facility. Of course they do.
There's another assault on Christianity by Joe Biden, no surprise. And looks like Ron DeSantis is getting praised by Dana about what he's doing about squatters in Florida. And I think somebody should do something about squatters in Florida. So it's nice to see that Ron DeSantis is doing something. Outside of that, who is the CIA? A rogue group and department that exists in the United States that only exists to attack Americans and lie about what they're doing and make things up and work evilly in the shadows to make our lives hell. I don't actually know what the point of them is anymore. I kind of feel like their entire system should be deconstructed and they should be alleviated and erased from existence. That's my personal opinion. I also think that the federal government should be discontinued, and I think we need to do a better job of picking people out for the Senate and the House of the government of the United States of America too. I think there's so many agencies that just need to be gotten rid of. Like, what does the IRS do except for take our tax money and misuse it? That's a question. If they try to bankrupt Trump, we are next. What makes you think if they're going after Trump like this, they won't go after you like this? He has money. A lot of people don't. And I'm not saying I don't have money, but I'm not saying you don't have money. Do you have Trump money? Do you have like lots of billions of dollars that you could just give to a lawyer because you have to have all these damn cases go against you at once? Do you have the availability to be able to go back from court to court to court to do all this stuff? I know I don't. Like, and even if I did have money for all these lawyers, I don't know how I would do that, plus go to work and live my life. I mean, you basically wouldn't be able to do it. Now, he is a martyr at this point, and watching him do this is sort of like a movie, and it's kind of entertaining and funny. But I guarantee you he's not happy, he's not energetic, and this is not enjoyable for him, right? He's taken away time from him running for re-election to become the president again, and he's not being able to focus 100% on what he's trying to do. I do, however, think he's doing a great job still. But the more they continue to bankrupt Trump, the better he does. So I say just keep going, because you're showing who you are, and who you are is somebody that we shouldn't like. Where do our tax funds go? In their pockets, duh. Hyperinflation, and they want to go on TV every day and say the numbers are going down, we're getting back to basic. Who is going down? Who is getting back to basic? Even if you have money, like even if you have money and you make a decent amount of money at your job, you're still dealing with inflation in some way, right? You're still seeing it. The non-working contributors do nothing but pretend like they do. Free money for bums, because we want to make sure the bums feel good, and we want to make sure they can squat in people's houses and they can live places for free and not spend money on anything, because that's the convenient thing to do. Let's punish the working class of America or the world, and let's give away things for free to people that don't do anything. That's smart. Yeah, punish the working class instead of rewarding the working class for working, because they basically keep the fucking world afloat. I'm just saying. Here's the thing, right? If there was no working class, if everything is run like it is in China, everything would fall down and just be done. You need to understand that. This is not as simple as you might assume it is. Working class pays taxes. The taxes go to keep the government going, and the government going goes to keep life afloat. Without that going, who's going to pay for it? They likely need to do a better job of restructuring Social Security and Medicare and things for retirement, but I doubt they're going to, but who knows? I feel like we have to do a better job a much better job of calling out what we're seeing, talking about situations where either in the middle of or recognizing, and not being scared to talk about these conversations, not being scared to talk about media and culture and society and celebrities and how shitty it is that they say one thing and then do another, right? Now, I don't really listen to anybody like I'm desperate to listen to them, like I can't live without them. I just find people entertaining. I'm more of a funny kind of a person. I like humor, right? And I also like the truth. That's what makes me so mad about politics, is that all they do is lie. Like, that's what pissed me off about Daily Wire, and I keep talking about it. Because I used to listen to Daily Wire every day, including Candace Owens. And the reason why I liked it is because I thought they had a variety of voices, and that's what was so attractive to me. But now I know that that's a bunch of bullshit. So back to Dan Bongino and Dinesh D'Souza, I go, fuck off Daily Wire. Like, I don't like when people are lying about what they're doing. And I called out Ben Shapiro when he had that secret conversation with that group of people when he was insulting Candace Owens. That's who he is. That is who that man is. And he can be an elite liar for all I know, talking about conversations that he's had with, I don't know, Elon Musk and Netanyahu. Yeah. You're all about Israel. So do us a favor and go live there then. Just go back. Sell your house in Florida. Give away your shares for your ability to be some sort of control for Daily Wire. And go be a real part of Israel. Bring all your kids and your doctor wife and go live there. If you're so committed to Israel the way you claim, and everything is about being Jewish and Orthodox Jewish, and you have a lot of things to say about a lot of people, including Candace Owens and many others, then go back to Israel. Go live in the chaos. Go live there. And never come back here. In fact, write off your American to just be Israeli and Jewish. And then you could talk about how Jesus is not the king, and you can say whatever you want. But it's not just Ben, it's Jeremy too. And it's a bunch of more of them on that side too. They don't understand what they've done. And they're not the last ones to do it, and they're not the first ones. You have an audience that's listening to you. And when they start to see who you are and reality creeps through the crevices the way it has, there's no putting it back. You cannot say one thing and then do another. And you cannot pretend to be something. And that's the reason I don't like lies when it comes to the media and shit. And that's why I hate the news. And that's why I don't even really know about, like, Fox News. Like, I'll listen to it, but I'm not listening to it like that. Because even they, like, do weird stuff where they have conversations about things I don't fucking care about. Like, I don't want to spend all the news time talking about jokes and a bunch of things that don't matter. Why aren't we talking about the economy? Why aren't we focusing on the fact that Joe Biden is a scrubby motherfucker and he keeps taking our goddamn tax money, lying to us? He showed up in New York for money, not because he wanted to pay homage to the young man that died, or the man that died. Maybe he wasn't young. I don't know. The man that died with the kid and the fucking wife, right? Why didn't he pay respect to him? Why is it he wants to hype up George Floyd and fentanyl, but he doesn't deal with white police officers that are dying? It shouldn't matter what color police officers that are dying. They shouldn't be dying. They shouldn't be murdered. This shouldn't be happening. There shouldn't be any more victims. We shouldn't have gotten so used to seeing all the death that it doesn't faze us anymore. We're just used to it. We're used to people dying of overdoses on the street. We're used to seeing piss and shit everywhere. We're used to seeing death and horror to the point where we don't flinch. It doesn't even take our attention away for 5 seconds. We've gotten accustomed to hell. And that is horrible. It's Holy Week, and they're trying to tell you if you're Christian, you're the problem. It's politics for you. None of them are who they say they are. And the only king is God, Jesus Christ. And when he comes, they can't get out of this one.
Moving on from politics to the main part of the conversation.
Apple Watch. Do we want Apple Watches? I kind of want to get a new one. I have one, but I don't even remember where it is. I mean, I know where it is. Part of me doesn't know if I want an Apple Watch because I don't want the CIA to have all my information. But then again, I'm lame, so I don't know if they'd care. But I still don't want them to have my information. I don't know. I don't know if it's worth the amount of money they're charging for it either. And they're probably going to come out with a new one. And like part of me like likes Apple Watch, but another part of me just doesn't care about it. I don't know. I'm having like mixed feelings about it, but I kind of want it because I like the flexibility of having it on my arm. But then again, I kind of like the way real watches look better. Reminds me of money, like a timepiece. And an Apple Watch is not a Rolex. So I'm just going to say that and mean it. It's not an Audemars. It's an Apple Watch. And my husband says that it looks like a like Inspector Gadget watch, which is kind of true. It's like a joke. It's like one of those watches for little kids. So I don't know if I'm going to go back to Apple Watch. Maybe I want both. But I don't know if I can do it. Part of me just feels like, eh. I don't know. Bodysuits. Bodysuits are good if you want to shove everything in and you want to like make it look like you're not as fat as you are. Or you want to look a little slimmer and get back into those jeans that maybe you're not fitting the way you want to. It's also good to hold everything in and make you look very uniformed. Maybe not even if you're like overweight to that extent, but it's a way to be comfortable and happy. Champagne is delicious, and any opportunity I get to have it, I want it. Overtime saving for fun. Overtime. Working overtime can be a pain in the ass, but it gives you extra money. So if you have the opportunity to do it, do it. You should be working while you're young as much as you can so you can save for retirement. You can invest your money, let your money grow for you with a portfolio. So by the time you get old, you can enjoy retirement. That should be the point. It shouldn't be work till you die. It should be work till you have enough money so you don't have to work anymore. That. Saving for fun. You should be saving money, not just to pay off debt or bills, but so you can go on vacation to Martha's Vineyard, so you can go to Florida, so you can go wherever you want, right? Maybe you want to take a trip to Arizona. Maybe you even want to go to California. Maybe there's something you want to see even around the world. Maybe you want to make a stop in Spain or Italy or the UK. Maybe you even want to go to Canada. You should be saving your money so you can enjoy your life, not so you're just paying bills and you're living paycheck to paycheck. That's not living. That's not living. Read a contract before you sign it. Because I like my trainer at the gym, but being stuck on a contract with her for like a year is kind of irritating. That's the part I don't like about it. And I should have probably read the contract better, because if I did, I don't know if I would have signed up for another year with her. Don't get me wrong. I like being like pushed in workouts and it's enjoyable or whatever. But like some weeks are busier than others and I can't go, and it's just a lot. And like sometimes I'm tired and I work a lot, and like it's frustrating. So I don't know. Don't sign a contract until you read it, the entire thing, and you're aware that you understand it and if there's a way for you to get out of it. Because I don't think there's a way for me to get out of the contract I have with my trainer. And honestly, like, I like it and all, but there's sometimes where I don't have time to go to the trainer every Tuesday, and I feel like I have to go, because if I don't go, I'm just giving money and I'm not there. So that feels strange, but okay. There is no easy route to perfection, and I know you probably want to hear that there is, but does perfection actually exist? Maybe in some context it does, But I think we're all different and beautiful in, like, uniquely ourselves. And I don't know if any of that is perfect. In fact, I guess it's imperfect. Perfection comes with a cost. One, you probably don't have any time to do anything because you're spending all your time being perfect. Two, you can never be imperfect. And I'm perfectly okay not being perfect. In fact, I don't want to be. I like all the things that make me who I am. And I like all the things that make me different. Because I don't want to be a sheep. I don't want to be a copycat. And I don't want to be like everybody else. I don't think anybody should want to be like everybody else. I think that you should want to be like you. And that might attract others because you're you. You're original. You're not faking anything. And you're you. That's the attraction. And until we have a better depth of that, I think a lot of people are going to be extremely lost, thinking that they can be perfect when there's no way to be that. And today is Holy Saturday, and I'll make this comment to end this. There's only one perfect being, and he is not here. His name is Jesus Christ. He is the King of all kings, the Son of God. And if there was one perfect thing, it'd be him. But look what they did to him. They put him up on a cross. They told him he was wrong. And they nailed his hands to a cross. And they basically took the living from his body. But he rose again in the midst of them trying to take him away, because he wasn't just a person. He was more than that. If they did that to him and he is perfect, what do you think they'll do to you? Just a thought, right? What's the cost of perfection? Is it worth it? Do you really want to be like a drop-dead gorgeous model? Do you want to invest all this time and stuff that you might not get your time back for? And I'm not saying you don't need to do that, but I'm seriously asking you. What's the cutoff here? What's too much? That's the question. Moving on from the perfection conversation to the watching things conversation with Star Watch Talk. Never seen again, might watch it as we speak. I feel like I've already talked about these shows, so hold on a minute. That's what I did. Yeah, I already talked about this on Hump Day. So, I'm going to change this up. Because I don't want to talk about these stupid things. So, I'm going to delete that. And I'm just going to say, I haven't caught up with Next Level Chef yet. I was watching this really good show earlier when I was home. And I can't remember the name of it, but it was pretty good. I still think that Hallmark mysteries are definitely something you can rely on when you're looking for something simple to look at. And maybe you can't find anything really specific. But I definitely do think that I like Next Level Chef. Hallmark mysteries are good. Iron Chef. And I will, we've talked about that before. But I think Iron Chef is great. I like all the fun that goes into that show. There's a lot of different layers to that show that is very entertaining. Man vs. Food is another show that's really great. It's, I don't think any of those shows are like happening right now, I still like watching pawn shows. Have you ever watched the pawn show? They're pretty entertaining. People bring all this really cool stuff in and they want to trade it in. And the pawn shop, there's a bunch of them. Like, they typically come on like the Travel Channel and stuff, and they're pretty entertaining. I think the pawn shows are cool because you get to see all these really cool items that people have all around the world, and it's really entertaining. The show that I was talking about was Carter. That's the show that's on Hallmark, and it's very entertaining. The main character has got a lot of energy, lots of fun, very good. It's basically another mystery show where there's a murder and you're trying to solve it, right? And I think that's the attraction for me, them trying to solve murder mysteries, like to see who did it, like who done it. I think that is the attraction for me, the whodunit aspect of stuff. It's very entertaining. Currently, I'm watching like 15 different shows at once because you know I'm crazy and I'm trying to read books and I'm like doing church. And Is It Cake season 3 is out now. Woo! We talked about that already. I just seen that on Netflix. I'm going to talk about it again just to bring your head back to that game show. So the idea of Is It Cake is the contestants on the show are shown items that they get to pick from, and then they have to build a cake out of it. And they have to fool the judge into not picking out what's the cake versus what's the actual item. It's very entertaining. It's a lot of fun. And it really makes me wish that I had the ability to make stuff like that. I mean, I don't, but I wish I did. What else? Looks like... there's something called Body Problem on Netflix. I can only wonder what that's about. Probably something psychological or something. There's a lot of good mysteries on Netflix, but you really got to make sure you look through them and watch the preview on there before you look at it, because it might not be exactly what you want. So yes, I say previews first. What else? Let me see what's on outside of just Netflix, because we can't just watch Netflix all the time. Gordita. That looks interesting. That's on Hulu. Like, I like the ability for a lot of things to go directly to Hulu the day after. But I think some shows, I don't understand how they're still on. And let me tell you which ones I'm talking about. Like The Bachelor or The Bachelorette. Those shows are so tacky. Like the characters, the actors, they're so like, ugh. It's like the people on soap operas. And I don't even know if those are still on anymore. But like their acting is bad, man. And it just makes me feel like, how are these people on a show? I don't know. Teen shows, pretty good, but you gotta find one with good characters, or what's the point in watching it? Finally, let's move into food. So what's for Easter? I have no idea what's for Easter, but hopefully it's something good. That's always a hope. Hopefully it's like filet mignon or fish, or I don't think it's going to be ham, but maybe it is. I saw a recipe for ham loaf earlier today when I was at the hairdresser. Looks pretty good. So the idea of the ham loaf is that you're mixing all the ingredients like you would with a meatloaf. Instead, you're just using ham instead. Looks pretty entertaining. Eating more veggies. Which fish is better? I think going with like a cod or going with salmon or going with something that's easy to cook that doesn't have really bad smell is probably the better option. You want to find something that's going to, you know, take a while to flavor too. You know what is gross that I thought could possibly be saved, but it can't? The vegan food. And I'm trying to remember the name of it. And I was talking about the other day when we went to dinner. It's the white, like, chunky, firm thing that I'm trying to talk about that's really disgusting. And you're supposed to be able to put any flavor on it and it's supposed to taste good. But it is not good. So what do you guys think about, like, sports bars for, like, dinner? We went to one the other night, and it was really entertaining. It was great, and I really enjoyed it. I've just been so busy that I haven't really gotten out to, like, really enjoy, like, the stuff in the area, and it's very great. And I want to spend more time in the neighborhood, and I want to get to know more of the owners and more of the people in the neighborhood. And I think having that experience the other night with choir was definitely a way for me to get out and, you know, be a part of life that's living and not just stuck. So I want to be a part of that. I want to do more things, and I want to have more fun, and I'm really going to make myself do more of that instead of just being stuck in the house and just looking for a way not to do things, right? That's not living. It's not. So I think sports bars are kind of okay. Not all of them are good, but this one seemed to be. It's called the Tavern. It's really cool. I really liked it. Is it too early for ice cream? Like, where can you get soft serve from? Because I don't know if they're selling ice cream right now. And it's March. But it's still cold where I live. So is it too early for ice cream? I guess I'd say yes. What pie is better? I had this conversation earlier with the girl that washed my hair. Now, I like rhubarb, but she was like, I don't like peaches. And I was like, okay, I don't really like peaches either. I feel like apple pie is good. Pumpkin pie is okay. Blueberry pie is not really my thing, but I'll eat it if it's there. There's a bunch of other stuff, like a pear pie. I don't think I'd ever eat that. I don't know where anyone would ever offer that as a pie. But I think pumpkin pie is not bad. That's more so for like Thanksgiving. Like a cherry pie is like probably Christmas. And I think for like Easter, you can go apple or something else. My favorite lately has been the rhubarb. So I got a strawberry rhubarb for Easter tomorrow, and I cannot wait to have that for dessert. Everybody seems to like it, so I just keep getting it every year. Mom liked that cherry pie, cake thing that I had gotten at, Hartford Baking Company, but I didn't have any chance to get over there, so that sucks, but whatever, I tried. There's so many pies, but if you're making them from scratch, you got to make sure you have all the ingredients that go into the recipe so it comes out good, because if you don't do well with your pie crust, it's not going to be a great pie. And finally, outside of the pie crust, let's talk about tomato sauce. Or I won't call it tomato sauce. I call it pasta sauce. I think instead of us spending all our time and effort picking out a pasta sauce, we could just make it ourselves. Right? Here's what you need to make a good pasta sauce. I'm going to give you the instructions. Tell me if you like it. So to make a good pasta sauce, you need a Roma tomato, you need some grape tomatoes, and you need some diced tomatoes. Then you need some onions and some peppers, some olives, and garlic. You're going to add in crushed peppers, and you're going to put that into the mixer or a blender. If you've got a blend jet or the other blender that's not the big KitchenAid blender, although I have the KitchenAid and the other two as well, you're going to blend that. Then you are going to get a pan, right? You can either do this in one pan, or you could do this in a bigger, like, on the stove. Honestly, you probably need like a saucepan, right? You put it in there and you want to add a little bit of heavy cream to that while you're stirring it. But you also want to make sure that you measured out enough ingredients so that this is going to be enough pasta sauce. Because this is dependent on how many people you're making this for. Is this for a meal? Is this for a meal prep? Is this for dinner? Like, you have to take that into consideration when you're making it. Do not forget the sour cream and the heavy cream, though, because this is going to get it a hint of extra flavor that it's not going to have without that. Also, you're going to need fresh mozzarella to put into it as well. So you're going to start off by adding in half a cup of water, then the pasta sauce to that. You're going to steadily mix it, you know, and it's going to start to sizzle up. Then you're going to add in the heavy cream and the sour cream, and then you're going to continue to mix that too. And if you got some extra Roma tomatoes left, or onions, or peppers, or whatever the ingredients you're using, you add that into it and you cook it off. And then you can make whatever pasta you want, whether it's tortellini, whether it's angel hair, whether it's ziti, right? Whatever the pasta is that you want to do it, maybe you want to be healthier than that and you want to make it yourself and you want to make it with no carbs, or you want to get the carb-free pasta. Whatever you're using, you can add that in after. You can add meat into it if you want. Maybe you want to make your own meatballs, right? Italiano, right? You can add meat into it if you want to. I think you'd be very impressed. I think that you're going to find out very quickly that you maybe don't need to buy pasta sauce anymore. And finally, drinking coffee black. Now, I don't know if I'm going to be able to start this process, but I kind of want to. But I don't know if I'm going to be able to do it, but I'm going to try, right? And why am I trying to drink coffee black? Because I want to eliminate sugar, and I really want to just get into the habit of not always needing coffee or not spending my money on it. I spent $13 on a latte at work the other day because I was dying and I needed coffee. I either need to get into a better regimen of getting the coffee correctly, ordering Javi, or just doing a better job with the coffee or the K-cups. Like, and the K-cups are good. And my mom got me this big bag of them, and I love them and all. But then I got to remember the creamer, and then I got to remember that, and then I got to remember the cup. And it's just a lot. And I feel like I can do it, but like, maybe I shouldn't be drinking the coffee with sugar, because sugar is death. And death comes in the form of, you got it, diabetes. So I'm looking for ways to cut back on sugar and just to live healthier. And another great way to do that is probably by not putting sugar and or creamer in the coffee. And I don't know how people put milk in the coffee. That's weird. And I was having that conversation with the other lady at the hairdresser, and we had a great brief conversation about it. And it was just like, why? I don't know, but I guess we'll figure it out. Anyways, this is the end of the pod. Thank you for tuning in to Born to Be a Star. Don't forget that you are a star wherever you are. And I will see you same place, same time on Monday. Because I won't be podcasting tomorrow on Easter. And I got another busy week next week because I got to do pole work on Tuesday. So I'm going to be tired as can be on Wednesday. I'll see you guys when I see you. Have a wonderful Easter. And if you want to trust in God and you want to find a church, I want to advise you to look for a parish in your neighborhood, or look for a Baptist church. Look for whatever church that makes you feel like you're okay. If you don't want to trust in God, you don't have to do that either. You can just spend tomorrow having a day. Whatever you feel comfortable with it, do it. I am just a voice to tell you about your star power and to relay that the world is your oyster and your playground. See, you're a star. You are a bright light. You are reminiscent of light. You have the ability to turn on, off, higher, even higher than higher. An illuminescent light. Always and forever. Just as I described earlier. We are the beginning, the middle, the end, the top, the bottom, everything that happened at the start of it, and everything that's going to happen at the end of it. We are light, and there is nothing that can stop us, nothing that can turn us off. And I know the darkness thinks that it's really close to us, but all we got to do is say hello, and it's gone. We are the power of the night and the day. I want you to recognize your star power. Recognize that you and me together, brothers and sisters, not only are we going to change this world, this place that we're leaving our footprints, but we're going to change the galaxies upon the galaxies upon the galaxies, and another's beyond the nethers beyond the nethers, and this land to another. We are going to change infinity and beyond, because we are light and nothing can stop us. I am his light and he saved me. What is your story? I'll see you guys Monday. Good night and good morning and good day. From my house to yours, we are stars.